This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 358 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And we are joined by a special guest. He's been here the last few episodes, and he'll be here the next couple of episodes as well. Our good buddy, Robert. I'm going to give you an opportunity here once again to let everyone know where they can find you on Instagram, and then we're going to jump right into the movie.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me back again, and you can find me on Instagram on BigKnock007.
There you go. Big Knock. That's BIGNAK 007. You can find him there. Robert is one of the best guys. So he's here. He's an action movie guy. And we're going to be doing a little movie. Now, Alex, this movie's from 1991. I had never seen this movie before today or before the day I watched it. Rob, I think you said you had seen this in the theater. Is that right?
I've seen it in the theater.
Okay.
One of the lucky ones.
I was 4 years old in 1991. So there's no way I saw this in the theater. Alex, had you... Oh, the movie's Out for Justice. Steven Seagal. Had you ever seen this movie before? Heard of it? What was your familiarity with it?
So I heard of Out for Justice, but I never seen Out for Justice.
It's great. So yeah. Out for Justice, 1991. Now, this one was directed by John Flynn, who I have no idea who that is. I'm not even going to look him up. I don't want to look him up. To me, he directed Out for Justice, and that's it. And then we get Steven Seagal, of course, in the lead. We also have a little William Forsythe in this movie as our main villain. And we're going to give you all of that information and what we thought about this movie. But before we do, let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. A huge gap, by the way, between critics and audiences. However, this is one of those instances where there's a big gap, but they're both not fresh still. So this one actually has a 23% critic score, which, I mean, we've done some movies that are in this range, 23%, and has a 53% audience score. So a 30% gap. Rob, do you think these numbers are surprising at all?
No, they're not surprising at all. With this movie, no. Okay. That's about right. That's about right.
All right, Alex. I mean, Rob said that's about right. Alex, perfect. What do you think? Yeah.
No, this is actually really right for a movie action star. If you get these kind of ratios in an action movie, then you are an action. You're an action guy. And you know what's crazy? I just looked up your director.
Yes.
John Flynn.
Yeah. Did he do anything else that we know?
He did Lockup.
Oh, with Stallone?
I don't know if you think so. Yeah, and he did a movie, a TV movie called Nails. He did another movie called Brain Scan.
I've heard of that.
Okay, he did that one. He did Absence of the Good Protection. Let me see.
He did a lot of crap. Brain Scan's
a lot
crap.
Of crap movies. Yeah.
Lockup is okay. That's a Stallone movie where he goes to jail.
He did another movie called The Jerusalem Files.
All right. Well, John Flynn is not going down in the Hall of Fame of
I don't think he's an action movie guy. He did Defiance. Yeah. That's another movie he did.
He's not Defiance. Like our guy from last week, Andrew Davis, who has accidentally did a bunch of movies we didn't even know he directed. This is the opposite of Andrew. This is John Flynn, okay?
This is John Flynn.
You know what? He did make Out for Justice, and that's what we're here to talk about today. So, Rob, you get the pleasure of going first. Now, our lead character, of course, played by Steven Seagal, one of the best names, Gino Fellino. What did you think of Gino Fellino?
I'm going to give him, good old Steven, probably about a 3. I would have given him probably a 4, but that accent kind of threw me off. Yeah, it's just... Accent? Yeah, I'm not from there, obviously. I'm a Californian, but I don't know. That accent just like, it kind of comes and goes, I noticed in the movie. But he was okay, so I gave him a 3.
Okay, a 3. Alex, what do you got?
Okay. Oh, man, this is the first time you're watching this movie. And I was like, wow, how is Steven Seagal going to stack it? This is one of his famous films. I mean, if a lot of people say Out for Justice is up there. So I was like, wow, how is this good? Okay, let's just look at it. He is a cop, a detective. I think he's a detective, right?
He's a narcotics detective.
There you go. Yeah. He's a narcotics detective, right? With his friend, Bobby Lupo. Right? They're best friends. They grew up in this neighborhood. Everyone knows him. He's part of the mafia, but not really part of the mafia because he grew up in the neighborhood, but he's friends with the mafia, right? So he has ties with everybody. Yeah. Yes, everyone loves my man Gino. Everyone loves Bobby Lupo. So know. I'm like, all right. You know what? That's pretty cool. Because you know what? It gives me backstory, right? It gives me these characters. They grew up together. They're friends. And then Richie had to go around and kill Bobby Lupo in front of his family and kids. You don't do that. That's a no-no in the mafia world.
Not in my street.
Wow. That's right. Not in the streets. Because you know what? Now Gino's after you because you killed his best friend, Bobby Lupo. And I said, oh, man, you better make sure you find him before me because you know what's going to happen if I find him. And I said, oh, all right. I like that. If you honestly, all jokes aside, if you remove Steven Seagal and you put an actual actor in there, the character's pretty good. It's a very, very, not well written, but it was at the time for 91. This is actually a pretty cool movie, like character, Gino.
Yeah.
Because if you know, this reminded me of another movie with Johnny Depp and Al Pacino, Donnie Brasco.
Brasco, yeah.
It felt, that one, real actors. I mean, those two are way better actors. But if you understand what I'm saying, though, if you, let's say you take, let's just hypothetically, you take Johnny Depp and Al Pacino and you put them in this movie. You go, damn, this movie's actually really good. Johnny Depp is going crazy because they kill Al Pacino, his best friend, Bobby Lupo. And then you go, whoa, I think, honestly, I'm going to give him a four. I think this is a four. I think he's a great character. I'm not going to give him a perfect because, man, you said it, Rob. This dude loses his accent all over the place. The karate fighting, the character with the karate fighting did not work for me as much in this movie. But what I do like about the character is his background, and he's from the streets. And I was like, you know what? You know who I'm going to say right now. You know what director would have did a good job with this movie? If we remake it right now?
Who?
David Ayer. Tell me I'm wrong.
He could do it. Yeah.
You think so, right? David Ayer?
He could do it.
It's a street movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Nate? I gave it a four.
I gave him a four, too. My boy Gino Foligno, baby. I liked him. I don't care. I liked him. I knew I was going to like him right from the jump, dude. When he throws that dude through the windshield, I text Alex. I said, bro, I'm 4 minutes into this movie and I already love it. I don't even know what's going to happen the rest of the movie, but the first 4 minutes, this pimp is... Okay, so they're doing a stakeout. They're sitting there waiting for a drug deal. And then he sees this pimp just punch it. He literally punches that lady right in the face.
That's crazy.
Like, oh, shoot. I can't stand for this. Let me run over there. Gets into his face. They go at it back and forth. Then they get in a fight. He literally throws this man through a windshield. And all you see, like, his little legs sticking out. And I was like, this is both hilarious and awesome at the same time.
But remember what he told him, though? He said, you like to hit women. Yeah. Why are you picking a guy like me?
Yeah, a guy like me. He's like, he keeps drawing back and forth. Gets chucked. And then the best part is, you see his little legs sticking out. And then the title card, Out for Justice. I said, oh, my God. We are definitely in the early 90s. I thought the character legitimately was good. But Seagal's performance, 50-50. I don't think he was terrible. I don't think he was terrible in this movie. I don't think he's great. He's not getting an Oscar. Alex, you're right. If there was an actor who they got to play this that can actually act, it would have been better. But he tried. He tried. Yeah. I respect the effort. He tried to do an accent. You know, I didn't see that coming. The New York accent and everything. I love New York movies. I've already said this a million times. I had no idea this was set in New York. It's all in Brooklyn. And it looks like they did quite a bit on location at early 90s Brooklyn. So I'm with that. I loved it. And this is a guy, he is of his people. They know. They all know him. He never left. He born there, raised there, never left. And like, I think that's a good twist. Not a twist, but like, grew up with a lot of mob people, mafia. He decided to go straight and become a cop rather than becoming a gangster. And people in his life decided to go. Bobby Lupo being in the middle. He was a cop, but wanted that gangster lifestyle. And their buddy Richie, who they grew up with, he decided to go full gangster. So you have this dynamic of, you know, we all grew up together, but we're not all the same. We're not all the same. I also love when he goes to the police chief and he's just like, give me a shotgun and an unmarked car. And that's it. And the police chief's like, okay.
Yeah, twice.
Go get him. Love that. Love him interacting with the gangsters, like the mafia throughout, being like, look, hey, if you guys find him first, cool. If I find him first, I'm killing him. I don't care. Like, it doesn't matter. So yeah, I like the character. The acting, I would give him a 70% solid and a 30% rough. But overall, I thought it was a really good character. Not perfect, but good. Four for me as well. I liked him. Okay, villain. Now, William Forsythe, who I love, by the way, in a lot of movies, but he was looking real chunky in this movie. William Forsythe, he played Richie Madonna. Alex, what did you think of Richie?
We don't do much of these villains. This is a villain. pure psycho 90s villain. Yeah. And I was just like, yo, this dude Richie don't fuck around. Like, I mean, he killed one of a friend of his that he grew up with. And I didn't know why he killed him for it. That's the only thing that I didn't understand in the movie. Like, why did he kill Bobby?
Because he slept with his girl. That the photos show that he slept with his girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So, okay. I didn't get that. Okay. So he killed. Okay. Mm-hmm. But yo, he did it wrong. He did it right in front of his kids in broad daylight. He said, boom.
And for his wife.
Yeah. And the reason I gave him a 5, because he's getting a 5, is when the lady was screaming at him and he just walked up to him and shot her in front of everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Blast her.
Oh, yeah. I said, oh my God. But no, honestly, throughout the movie, first of all, he's in throughout the whole movie. 2, he is terrorizing and fucking it up all up for all of them. The mafia was looking for him. I loved it. I said, you know what? I said, this is a villain that could create chaos within the community that he is in and everyone is out for him. That's a 5 for me. And the fact that he's best friends or close friends with the main character, which is Steven Seagal, Geno's, and he's now after him because he killed his best friend in front of his kids, something you don't do. I said, you know what? That is a 5. And the guy is a hell of an actor. He played him very well, yeah. Richie. Like, I believed him as a psycho, like that dude. So, kudos to him. So, I give him a 5.
Wow. Okay. A 5 for Alex. Rob, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I love William Forsythe as Richie. So, I gave him a 4.
You gave him a 4, right? 4.
Yeah. I gave him a 4, yeah.
Oh, a 4. I thought you said a 4, right? I was like, oh, you're trying to rhyme.
A 4. Okay.
Yeah, he's menacing, 4. Psychotic. And, you know, this is where, like, one of these rare cases that the villains throughout the whole movie, he's actually doing something, getting his henchmen or his homies to do his dirty work. He's actually in there. And you mentioned that earlier, Alex, about that scene, that lady's blocking the lady's car and everything. Hey, can you move the damn car? And boom, and just blows her head off right there, random. And see, that's a villain. And that's a psychotic one, too. So. Very menacing. I gave him a 4.
All right. Yeah, I also like William Forsythe. He's great. Remember, he was wasn't he Flat Top in Dick Tracy? I think he was Flat Top in Dick Tracy.
He was.
Yeah, and he's been in a bunch of other stuff. He's always really good. He's like a really good character actor. So I like the actor. I gave him a 4. I agree with Alex. I agree with your 5 too. For me, the only reason I gave him a 4, he was a little too one note. Like, he's just crazy. And then, like, there's parts where they're trying to, like his dad. He's talking to his dad. And then he's like, well, he's crazy. He does drugs. He just turned crazy. And he still wants to save him. He's like, what did the cops do to him? And like, the cops ain't do nothing to him. He's just a psychopath. And so I like my psychos with a little more, some reasoning. There's none. He's literally just crazy. Goes out one day, shoots Bobby. So as far as, your question as like why, he slept with his girlfriend and the wife found out about it because she found pictures. And then the wife took the pictures to Richie and then not so that he can kill her. She didn't think he was going to kill her husband. That's why Steven Seagal goes to her and is like, why'd you do this? You know, whatever. Yeah, he kills him right in the middle of the street in front of the freaking shoe factory or wherever they were just buying shoes for their kids. So I like that. And then most of the movie is just running and hiding kind of. He keeps visiting Juliana Margulies, which I didn't know she was in this when she was young. He goes to visit her and then they leave and then they come back again to the same house. And but I thought he was really good. I thought the performance was really good. This movie reminded me of another movie we did here. You remember the movie Run All Night with Liam Neeson? This reminded me of that. This came first, obviously. But I wonder if those guys were like inspired a little bit by Out for Justice. Like it's all in New York. They never really like leave the area. It's people looking for other people in this little, it's kind of similar. This one is way more 90s cheese, but I gave him a 4. I thought the villain was good too. So we have a good lead and a good villain. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. Rob, what do you think of the action in this movie?
Oh, I loved it. I gave it a 4. For its time, you know, it hits a 90 cheese and everything. The little stick fight
the pool stick? That
looked horrible. The other guy, Don Isanto, he's supposed to be one of the best in martial arts as far as stick fighting and everything. So they got the right guy, but it looked like when you're watching it in that barroom scene, it looked like they're far off a lot. They're not contacting. Yeah, a lot of the hand stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't mind that. It was real laughable. So And you got a lot of good shootouts too all throughout the movie. So I gave it a solid 4. It was good.
Nice. 4. Alex, what do you got?
Oh man. I was torn with this. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, how can I justify the action in this movie? Movie has action. It's not like it doesn't. This has action. But I was like, is it bad action? Because I mean, we did a lot of action movies that are really good, and yeah, then the scenes were just bad. And I didn't think so. I thought the car scene when they were like, oh my God, it's Gino. And then they started chasing each other through there, and then he's doing all the damn thing going through the middle. Yeah, I was like, what the hell? Yeah. I thought that was funny, but I thought that was a really cool, well-developed car chase. It wasn't over the top. I was like, it actually worked. You had Steven Seagal hand to hand with some of the dudes in the pool hall with the ball. He was like whacking them on the face. I said, man, he beat their asses with that pool ball.
You knocked my teeth out.
Yeah. He said, here's your trophy. You want your trophy? Come get it from me. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I thought that scene developed very well. I thought the scene that they try to kill him in his house in front of his kids, and he's like, get in the tub, and he was shooting them pinpoint accuracy, I thought it was pretty cool. I thought the ending, he fucked up Richie. I mean, there's nothing you can say. He gave him an ass whooping. No, and you know what? This, remember how me and you were talking about, Nate? Like, how did Tommy Lee Jones not fight him as better?
Yeah.
This one, it was the same thing. This one, like, he's well more trained than Richie. I mean, he just beat his. There was no, he got no licks in. I don't even think he got
shot. Gino got shot.
Oh, yeah, shot.
But then just walked through it like a Terminator. He said, don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, he straight up whooped his ass. Like, I mean, so I thought it was cool killing Bobby Lupo. I thought that was pretty cool. The beginning scene, he smacked the pimp up and threw him through a car. I thought that worked well. And then the puppy. They threw the puppy out of the window.
Yeah, that got me upset.
Yeah,
like at the end when he finds him.
Yeah, that was funny. And then the dog pees on him.
Yeah.
So I thought that looked, I thought it had enough and great. So I'm going to give this 5 because I think this is a perfect 90s action to this film. And it worked. With the villain and the hero, everything gelled well. So I gave it a 5.
I thought that scene was pointless until they tied it back at the end. I'm like, why is there a scene where this guy drops a dog out the window and then he finds a dog? It still could have been cut out, but at least they tied it back at the end and was like, oh, the guy. Yeah. But really, I'm pointless. Like, why is this in here? It doesn't do anything for the story. Okay, I was torn on this as well. I was having a hard time. Because on one hand, there is a lot of action. And on the other hand, it is... okay. Like, it's fairly, as far as the way it's shot, pretty standard. You know, John Flynn, our boy John Flynn just kind of pointed the camera at them and said, do stuff. And then they did it, right? I gave it a 4. I ended up on a 4. But yeah, there's plenty of it. And one thing is, you know me, rated R, love it. There's blood, people getting blood spraying everywhere, teeth getting knocked out. I like the pool hall scene. My man is fighting like freaking 20 guys, doesn't matter. But that's a very staple of like martial arts movies where the one guy fights a bunch of, you know? So Steven Seagal, as far as martial arts go, we've done 2 movies so far. And he's not exactly been like, he's not one of those guys who's doing like straight up long hand-to-hand fight scenes. He uses guns a lot in his movies. And then he mixes in these little things. Less in this than in Under Siege. Like, there's more shooting, I feel like, in this one. The pool stick fight, that was hilarious. Like, they're just slapping each other's sticks. That sounds weird, but they're using the pool sticks going like, you know, like that. It was kind of funny. I do like though when he puts the pool ball in the thing and he's just like whacking the guy with it. So it was good action. You're right. I think Steven Seagal got a clause in his contract where he's like, I must dominate the villain at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
He got shot like in the stomach area and just they never acknowledge it. He just beat him up. And I like how he shoots him at the end with the gangster's gun. He's like, here, you tell him you did it. You know, like whatever. I don't really care. He's dead. So you could go back and tell your people.
Also, that was like his friend, right? That was his friend.
It was
his lifelong friend. Yeah, childhood friends.
He's like, you could take the credit for it. I don't care. I also like the little trap scene, though, where the mob goes to get Richie and they're all hiding. And they just like, they blast them. That was a pretty good scene, too. So yeah, I gave it a 4 overall. I thought it was good. If it had a little more flair.
I agree with you with the flair.
Yeah.
We forgot the meat store when he put the butcher shop.
The guy's like,
I do agree with you though. John Flynn is not an action director.
No.
But I will say this. This is 2 films in with Steven Seagal. And I will say this right now. I like John Colvin better. And not in terms of movies.
Yeah.
In terms of actor slash martial artist. Because at least Van Damme gets his ass beat with the villains.
Yeah, yeah. Dolph Lundgren beats his ass beat. He comes back and fights.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't mind the hero getting his ass beat and then come back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, defeats him. We have not seen a movie where Steven Seagal gets his, not even a licking. Like,
you know, Steven Seagal, though, the one thing I will give, the one thing I will say is, like, that scene you're talking about with the car, which was hilarious, by the way. Maybe that's why I gave it a 4, because that was so, it's like bouncing up and down, like I was cracking up. But when he rolls up, I love that part. They're like, it's Gino! And they're scared, and they run. He's like Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? You hear that glass break, you're scared, he's gonna beat you up, you may not even punch him. And in that way, but the problem is he doesn't have the over-the-top charisma that, that warrants that. You know what I mean? So I see what you're saying, and I agree. I tend to agree with you. I will say, though, two Steven Seagal movies in, and I ain't trading neither of these in the bookstore yet.
No. They're not bad movies.
They're pretty good. Oh, we got a couple more things to talk about. And Alex, guess what? Yeah. You get to go first. Storyline, what did you think of the story?
Oh, I love the storyline in this movie. It's, you know what, man? We did so many of these films, and they're all sometimes wacky storylines that you're just like, what? Like, really? This is the storyline? Or it's like a drug deal gone wrong? Or it's a revenge story? Or someone killed him and now he's back for revenge? Or, you know, this one actually reminded me of License to Kill, right? They kill Felix Leiter and the Bond is like, you could take my, you know, they revoked his license to kill and now he's out for revenge, right? It's kind of the same storyline with the drug cartel, which is kind of funny because now thinking about it, they are kind of the similar storyline. This one is just more Brooklyn and more over the top.
Yeah.
I like the storyline a lot. I think this is pretty cool. His best friend banged the wrong girl. It's one of their best friends. He comes, kills him in front of his kids, and now he's out to get him. And I like the title because it warrants the film, Out for Justice. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty cool. The only thing I would say with the storyline that I wish was pretty, could have worked a little bit, if the chief was kind of giving him a little blowback, like, you can't keep doing what you're doing. You're like, you're not the law. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't get that. You're right. The chief gave him a whole loaded shotgun in a brand new car. Like, here you go.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to say no to you. So that's the only thing I will say for me is that we didn't get, like, at least a little blowback where, like, you know, what's his name? Yeah. M told 007, you can't do this. And he did. And, you know, he revoked all his shit. But I liked it a lot. I gave it a 5. I mean, this is, has to be one of the perfect 90s, not written films, but I think in terms of the storyline.
You like the plot.
Yeah, the plot is like flawless. I can't see like a plot hole on this going, wait a minute, really? Nope, I didn't find them. So a 5.
There you go. All right, Rob, what do you got?
I like the story a lot. I gave it a solid 4. I like the contrast between like everybody grew up together. And I also like the interaction with the, you know, Gino with the mafia and all that. Still, that was kind of cool little thing we don't really get. A lot of these movies, you know, we've seen a ton of them. You know, our partner, you know, the partner gets killed, then he's gonna, you know, look for revenge, and you know, we've seen a million of those. But this one, it's kind of layered a little bit, and we don't really see that in a lot of these action films. Those, and I like that he's like, you know, he's also a cop, but yet ties with the mafia too. So I give it a 4.
Yeah, I agree. I gave it a 4. I'm surprised I gave it a 4, but I gave it a 4 as well. You know, when the movie started, I was telling, like I said, I text Alex and I was like, Alex, this movie's crazy. I'm 4 minutes in and this movie's actually, I'm like, there's no way this is going to be good. Like, I like that part, but I was like, there's no way. But the plot is good. It's very good. Guy grew up in Brooklyn, I wouldn't quite call it ties to the mob because he wasn't a mobster, but he knows he's friends with he's friends with people on that side of the law. He decides to be a cop, but he's still cool. Like, they don't really mess with him. He don't really mess with him much, and they don't really mess with him. Yeah. So I like that element of it. Then, you know, they kill his friend / partner. As the movie goes on, you find out the partner was corrupt. He was taking money, you know, like he was sleeping with women, cheating on his wife. He wanted the gangster lifestyle. So he was like a dirty cop. My gripe, the reason it's not a 5 for me. Well, number one, I think there's a little bit of I don't like the stuff with the wife. Like the wife and the son. And I think it's undercooked. You know, the whole thing with like, he's going through a divorce and the son. And I was like,
typical.
It felt tacked on.
Yeah.
Let's just give him something to struggle with. He's going through a divorce. But then by the end, they're going to stay together. And so it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? So there's that. And then the other thing is, like, I wish they went more into him and Richie's relationship, because they say they're, you know, knew each other since kids and all this stuff, but really they barely I wish they interacted more, even if it was like on the phone or something, where there's some kind of conversation between the two, because it really just feels like he's chasing a guy down who killed his friend, his actual friend. And it feels less like he's trying to get a friend of his as well. I feel like that could have cashed in there a little bit better. Other than that though, I agree. I think it's a very good plot. And again, I love a good New York set movie, all here in Brooklyn. A lot of fun. I'm surprised that I thought it was that good. So I gave it a 4 as well. All right, Rob, what's your overall score?
My overall is going to be a solid 4. I really, the length is perfect. A good hour and a half.
Yes.
This movie just flies through. Yeah, you know, we got a lot of 90s cheese in there, with, you know, especially Seagal with the stick fighting scenes and all that. Yeah, but you know what scene I want to go back to is when they found out Bobby was dirty and everything. I can't, it's kind of weird when they find he opens his desk right in the police station. You're finding like coke and money. Why would you put all that in? I go, what? I forgot about that scene. I go, why would you in the world put all that crap in there right where you work? Yeah. That's crazy.
Different time. He probably figured no one's going to come in here and look. Let me just put my cocaine in my drawer.
Yeah, I guess it. But other than that, yeah, going back, I had a good time with it.
4 from Rob. Alex, what do you got?
All right, so I know I was slapping a lot of 5s all over the place in this one. I think I'm going to give it a 4. I think overall, I think it has everything you need. Action, storyline is amazing in this movie. The action sequences was really good. I mean, you got the great villain and hero dynamic, so there's nothing wrong. Like I said, there was nothing wrong with the film, and I agree with Rob. This movie flew by. I was like, damn, this movie's almost done. I was really invested. I was really into it, so I love a good old hour and a half movie. I think I miss those. I think all these movies that are 2 hours and a half is just so daunting now and boring.
Every movie's 2 hours plus now.
Yeah, it sucks. So anyway, with that said, with this movie, I give it a 4.
I've always told people, for me, the perfect movie length is like 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's like, gives you enough time to tell a good story, do some stuff, 100 minutes. But you're right. I love a good 90-minute movie too, and they don't make them. I gave this a 4. I thought this movie was really good. I'm surprised. I was like, you know, after I watched it, I went to write my notes and get the Rotten Tomato scores. I was like, 23? I could see it. I could totally see it. This is a cheesy 90s movie. It does not have great acting across the board. Like Forsythe is good, but like his wife is horrible. Whoever she is, the lady plays his wife.
Bad.
She was like god awful. And you know, critics, they look at all that kind of stuff like, oh, this performance is just very bad. Yeah, it is. I also don't care about that character that much. So whoop-de-doo. Steven Seagal tries his best. He's mostly good in this movie and a little bit bad in this movie, but mostly good. Yeah, the plot is good. It moves quick. The pacing is really good. It's not a 5 because, you know, the direction, as we talked about, it's a little generic. Like, I could have directed this movie. I couldn't have written it, but I could have directed this way, where everything is just, there's no slow-mo, there's no flair to anything. It's just like point and shoot and move along. So very workmanlike, very workmanlike direction, but it works overall. I like this movie. I thought it was good. Out for Justice, keeping it, baby. I got it on Blu-ray for $5 on Amazon, and I'm keeping it. And by the way, if you're listening to this, it's still $5 on Amazon. So if you want to buy it on Blu-ray, $5. It doesn't look amazing though. It looks okay. It's
the digital looked, for some reason, the digital looked great.
And sounds terrible. It has the lowest. I had to put it so loud to be able to hear it. So it has a very
You're right.
Yeah. The digital, I had no problems. I was like, ooh, this is nice.
Maybe check it out digital. But if you want it on a Blu-ray, just know it looks fine. It sounds, you have to put it loud to hear it good.
Well, I paid $10. It was $10 digital.
I paid $5. So that's why we only hear half of it. I had to put it so loud just to be able to hear it. But
You're right. It was, I had to crank it up too.
Yeah, and there's only one track, like one audio track. And it's just
English. 5.1.
It doesn't even, you know how sometimes it'd be like English 5.1, English 2.0, nothing. Just English or another language. So whatever, it's fine. Good flick. This is an action movie guys movie, if there ever was one. But Rob, what's your total points?
Total's going to be 19.
19 out of a 25. Alex, what do you got?
23.
I got the second perfect score, the 20. All fours. All fours all the way down. This movie's almost great. But, you know, we got to save those, the great, great fives for like the really great movies. But this is a good one. This is a good action movie and a good Seagal. So far, we're two movies in. I liked Under Siege and I liked this movie. You know, we discovered some Van Damme movies that we liked. So far, Seagal, not bad. I mean, he's not the greatest, but these movies are not terrible. So
yeah.
Moving on, next week, we will be wrapping up Star Wars prequel trilogy with a little movie called Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. And then we're starting a new franchise after that, which I'm excited for. I'll tell you next week, but I'm looking forward to it. And then continuing on with the three-word titles, Steven Seagal and Hard to Kill. Gonna be doing some Hard to Kill. Another movie I've never seen, but Kelly LeBrock is in it from Weird Science.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. And Steven Seagal is in it, obviously. So, yes, we will be doing Hard to Kill. Next week, Rob will be back for both of those movies as well.
Hey, you have it, guys. If you want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys. You guys can head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And then you guys can follow us at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@actionmovieguys. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. And thank you so much, Rob, for sitting down for these two episodes.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a lot of fun.
There you have it. Be awesome to each other and geek out.